Yes?
Start again.
I'll start again. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago.
63 years.
There was
years makes no difference.
There was a little boy, and he was very naughty. He didn't do any of the things he was expected to do to prepare for Santa coming. And you see, there was a rule in the house where he lived that if you didn't behave yourself, you wouldn't get anything from Santa Claus except a lump of coal. Imagine that.
It's awful.
Poor child.
And do you know what happened? This little boy, from his mother, who happened to be myself, he got a lump of coal.
He was Santa's presents.
And then the trouble was...
That's what happened.
Yeah, there were no... It really did. And then, there it was, there was a lump of coal beside all the other toys that the good children had got. And there was a lump of coal in front of his. But, anyway, didn't Santa come along? And he said, and he used my name, Claire, you mustn't give... him a lump of coal. So Santa, I did what Santa Claus told me to do, and I gave him a lovely present instead.
That was a lovely story.
Ever after.
And did he look good?
Well, for a long time he was very, very good.
Yeah. For how long?
Well, a whole 6 weeks.
For 6 weeks he was good, and then he went down.
He just behaved normally, like all the rest of you.
I've been doing ever since
and
that
you never
time.
Said.
I call on Catherine for a practice.
Ever since that time,
no.
I've been
no,
doing
no,
my
no.
best.
Back at the right time, Catherine.
And you never said how poor Paul's siblings.
Oh, come on.
Right. We're absolutely delighted that he got the thing of gold.
But
we figured that it was about floating time that he got the thing of gold.
Nonsense. It was Schadenfreude.
He was a major pain in the rear. No, he got much better as a result of that bad thing of coal, I tell you. He was transformed. He would not be the person that he is today without that little thing of coal. I bet you. I can
tell you he never recovered. That little boy remembers that coal. Every time, and all his life he's been trying to be good.
And he spent a fortune on the couch.
I had how much therapy after that? I mean, I had psychoanalysis. I had homeopathy.
It didn't work.
I had skewers stuck in, what do you call that thing?
Acupuncture.
Aromatherapy.
I had aromatherapy. I had pedicures. Pedagogy. What do you call that thing you rub your feet?
That's all it is, the 100-year Middleton.
I even took drugs.
Oh! Close your ears.
That lump of coal changed my life. And when I had a little girl once, I brought her up to realize that you have to be doing your best. You can't possibly be good. All you can do is try to do your best.
Aww.
No one can ever be good.
Aww.
There's only one person who has ever been good.
Me.
And that person is beyond our reach. All we humans can do is try to be good. Right?
Did you know something about
goodness? Goodness is the property of the Almighty. None of us ever achieve it. All we can do is try to recover from the effects.
Do you know what, Mother? Well done. Three trips to Lourdes, and we have a miracle. Absolutely. Grandma's gone from atheism to...
Grandma, who do you nominate?
Who am I going to nominate?
Thank you very much.
Yeah.